That was a long shift for Cooper's line. They got trapped out there because the net came off, and finally get a full change to get a fresh pair of legs out there.
Yeah, and the Crush do seem good. They do look like they've changed up their tactics here a little bit, and they're putting a little more forecheck, a little aggression. Let's see if we can take advantage of that shot. Oh, that got deflected out front and kind of surprised Gil Durham a little bit, but it went wide. River Kings are able to clear the puck out of the slot and get it up chip, and it chipped into the Crush bench. So we have a stoppage of play, and that brings the faceoff back into the River Kings defensive zone with 11:29 left in the period. Faceoff here to the Gil Durham's glove side. Drop the puck. River Kings get it out to the point. Texmo is trying to fight, and he gets it across the blue line and out of the zone where Big Nolly's got it, brings it up through neutral ice, looking for some support. He's got Wilharm in the slot, couldn't get him the puck. Texmo's got it now, back in the corner, fighting for it, looking to get some support down there. The River Kings have it at the point, chip it down in, back into the corner. And the Crush cycle it around. Jimenez has it and chips it back down in behind the net. Wilharm fighting back there. And the Crush come away with it and chip it out to neutral ice. And they have a head of steam and got it like a 3-on-2. It comes all the way down, and River Kings take him off the puck. And Dubel's got it now for the River King. Then Texmo trying to get it across, gets it across the line. Wilharm's got it. River King coming across the blue line, drops it for Bagnoli. Puck chipped up. Oh, bounced out in front of the goalie in the slot, but goalie didn't see it, but the River Kings didn't get to it either. Gil Durham comes way out and banks it off the glass and actually puts it on goal and gets a shot on goal.
WIRI Nakusa.
Still Crush 1, River Kings nothing. We have a face-off coming up in the offensive zone for the River Kings. Looks like glove side of Sandhall, and they're giving an explanation to the Crush bench. So waiting a little bit here, and everybody's in place. Drop the puck, puck in the slot, and the River Kings are able to get a shot on net and dump down into the corner. Fighting for it there is that McNeish?
Yeah, that's Hogs. Yeah, Hogan and Schweitzer.
And shot deflected into the corner. And Crush are able to chip it out around and looking to get it out of the zone. Held in by Whitehead and then chipped up into the River Kings net, and we have a stoppage of play. Or into the bench, not into the net. So 9:43 left in the second period. Still Crush 1, River Kings nothing. Face off here in the River Kings offensive zone, the stick side of Sundhall. Waiting for a drop here.
These refs are getting stingy about keeping guys outside the circle.
Face off won by the Crush, and they bring it out into neutral ice. Trying a centering pass, and the River Kings intercept it. And Denti was taken off the puck, and Crush have it and dump it in behind the net. Gil Durham stops it and plays it there, cycles it around. And River Kings are unable to clear the zone. And now they get it out. And loose stick on the ice. And the Crush have it. Neutral ice. Turnover. River Kings have it now. Denti's got it. Gets it across to Schweitzer all by himself. Good kick save. And then wide open. It was that Denti. Couldn't hit the open net.
Oh, man. He's not going to hear the end of that one. I already know. He's going to want that one back every single day.
So puck still loose here. River Kings have it back behind the net. I don't know who's missing the stick. River Kings got it. Slides in on goal. River Kings looking for a centering pass, and it chipped off. Defenseman chipped it up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 8:39 left in the period. Yeah, that doesn't get more wide open. The goalie was on the left side of the net, and he was on the right side of the net, and the puck bounced to him, but he couldn't get it to settle down enough to get it in the back.
Yeah, hit the outside of the net almost, but just couldn't bury on that one.
So we have a face-off here with 8:39 left in the period, coming up to the glove side of Sundhall. And the River Kings win it. And the puck is still in the zone, and the River Kings are able to hold. And now the Crush get it, and then the River Kings dump it down in just wide of the net and chip it down in behind. Get to the cross. River Kings have the puck back behind the net, looking to set this up. Coming across out to the point. Chip back behind the net, deflected, and the River Kings, or the Chaus holds it, gets it down into the corner, and still holding, and Semmy's got it and hold the zone. River Kings looking to get something set up. They've got it behind the net. Got a centering pass, nobody there, and the Crush take it, and they're breakout coming through neutral ice. Shot popped up into the air, and Yildirim gets it up and looking and keeps it alive, keeps it in play. And the River Kings have it at neutral ice. Here's the comp. Ooh, tries a little nifty move, unable to slide it between the defenseman's skates. And the Crush have it now at neutral ice, and they give it back to the River Kings, and then they take it away. Hill's got it now at neutral ice. Let's one rip just wide of the net. Bryceland's got it now, tries a centering pass. And he's fighting for it down in the corner, and the Crush have it now and chip it out to neutral ice. And the River Kings Semi's got it now, and he dumps it across. Bryceland's giving chase. Lecomte's got it at the top of the faceoff circle, lets one rip over the top of the net. Schaus's got it now, he chips it down in, looking to dance through some traffic there. Bryceland got it in the corner, working hard in the corner, trying to get it down, and the puck comes out to Schaus at the center and deflected wide. River Kings hold the zone again. And Crush have it now, and River Kings again fighting hard for the puck. Cooper's got it now. Lecomte's got it, looking for a centering pass. Shot deflected off the goalie and up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 6:32 left in the period.
Good pressure by the River Kings there. Just got to put more on the net and stay out of those corner battles that waste a lot of time and energy. But win those quickly, and then 1-2 pass right to the net, and that's what coach wants us to do more.
Yeah, if you can get one cross ice and make that goalie move, that leaves the openings. Or if you make it quick enough, it makes it hard for that goalie to get across. But let's get one. Here we go. A shot. Oh, just wide. Right off the faceoff. And the Crusher able to clear out. Atkins has it. Gets it across to Dubel. Dubel looking to dump it down. Or is that him? No, that's Dubel.
Doobie.
Yep, that's Dubel. All in the puck gets hung up in the official skate. And then so the puck goes up into the netting, and now the faceoff is going to be in the River Kings offensive zone with 6:15 left in the second period. Still 1-0 Crush. So faceoff will be here to the glove side of Sundhall. Cooper in the faceoff circle for the thing. I can't see the number. Looks like Gruber was in there for the Crush. River Kings hold it at the point, and the Crush are able to break it out. Almost had a 2-on-1. Whitehead with a good stick poke checked it off, and the River Kings defense gets back. Bouncing puck. Not being a friend to the River Kings right now. Puck bounces around. Whitehead's got it back behind the net. He chips it up. Goes into the netting. He was just trying to bounce it off the boards and out. And it goes up into the netting. We'll have a stoppage of play with 5:49 left in the second period.
Yeah, you never really get used to the short glass we have here. Practice on it 5 days a week, and sometimes you still think it's taller than it is.
So face-off here to the stick side of Yildirim. And the River Kings are able to dancing around. Nobody seemed to want it. Now Tadich has got it and gets it out to neutral ice. A little 3-on-2 if they can make it work. Chip right out in front. Puck loose out in front, and the River Kings are able to hold. Beauchamp with a good athletic move. Puck deflected wide. Shot. Puck out front. Looking to hold his own. Tadich does. He gets it back in behind the net. Cooper's giving chase. Now the Crush have it, and they're able to clear it out the neutral ice. 5:15 left in the second period, and the Crush get a change. Long ice pass. Touched by Tadich, so the averts the icing, and the River Kings, Atkins has it, gets it back to Tut. He's trying to fight around there. He gets it out to Bagnoli, across the Chouse at the point, getting the puck to settle down. Gets it to Atkins, back to Chouse. Hold it, shot, deflecting, lots of traffic out in front. Doesn't get through to the goalie, and we have a stoppage of play. We're going to have a penalty coming up against the Crush, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. Maybe
in 2 minute minor hooking.
Yep. When that puck squirted off that rebound, squirted out to the slot, Bags almost there, and you could see him get a little bit of a stick to the arm again for the second time today, and looks like that's what the ref called there.
4:46 left in the period. 2 minute penalty. The River Kings will be on the power play now for 2 minutes. And they're able to win. Hill's got the face off. Puck deflected by the defense up into the netting, and we have a stoppage.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Puck's always hitting the netting at least 10, 15 times a game. We got these short boards.
Face off. Tadich gets it out to Hill at the point. Back to Tut. He gets a show, tries to get it across ice. Defensive stick intercepts and dumps it all the way back down. Hill's got it now for the River Kings. He's got a Crush player trailing him, and he's going to take it all the way down in with a head of steam. Shot! Oh, just a kick save. He just barely got his toe on that one. That was a good quick shot from Hill, but good save by Sundhall.
Yeah, Owen, he had Atkins coming in for the rebound. Just a hair late.
So 4:07 left in the period, 1:22 left on the penalty to the Crush. And we'll have a face-off here coming up on outside of the River Kings offensive zone. Semi, Tadich, Hill, face-off one. Hill's got it, gets it across, back to Hill. Neutral ice, looking to set something up, dumped it down in, and all the way around, Tut's got it down in the corner. Looking to get something set up here on the power play. And they do. Down the Tut in the corner. He's looking to get it up to the point. Hill's got it there. Cross ice. Semi. Back to Hill. Center. Saw it. Save. Hill's got it again. Looking to set something up. Cross. Oh, good pass. Just couldn't connect on the deflection. Hill's got it right in the middle. Gets it over the far point, and he's got it back again. Shot deflected by the defense, fighting for it. Semi's got it, going to try and hold, and the Crush throw it up, and it goes into the River Kings bench. So we'll see where that should bring the faceoff back into the offensive zone for the River Kings, and it does.
Yeah, no, we didn't. None of the River Kings touched that. He sent that over our defenseman and then right into the bench, so it should stay inside.
3:21 left in the period, 35 seconds left on the power play. And the River Kings able to win the puck. Chelsea's got it. River Kings have it. Shot high and wide. Not on net. River Kings have it. Now Wilharm's got it in the faceoff circle. Looking. Gets it through traffic, but nothing gets deflected. So not on net. Bryson's got it. And the clear, and Yildirim's coming. Yeah, Yildirim's going to clear out and beat him. Otherwise, he had a Crush player all by himself. So now the puck's pinned at neutral ice. River Kings are trying to pop it free, and they finally get it due free. Both teams are at full strength. That kills off the penalty. Willem's got it now. Shot deflected down into the corner. Cooper giving chase. shot. And River Kings have it on behind the net. Get it out. Beauchamp across ice, unable to handle the pass. Bryceland, and then he has the puck taken away, and then he takes it right back at neutral ice.
A good recovery by Bryceland. Losing the puck, just gets it right back. Good hustle.
And he's got it now. He's still got it. He came all the way around. He's coming all the way down in, looking for a backhand, just wide. Puck behind the net right now, and the Crush have it, and they're trying to get it out. River Kings hold the zone, and the puck deflected up and into the netting off of a Crush player, so it'll bring the faceoff to the glove side of Sundhall in 2:03 left in the period.
Yeah, good power play. We just got to get more shots through. A lot of them are being blocked. We got to pass it a little bit faster and get those shots off a little bit quicker.
So faceoff here, won by the River Kings at the point. Gets it across to Whitehead. Shot. Oh, hits the post and goes behind the goalie.
I think it was either Schweitzer or Dents that got a piece of that one just off the post and wide.
Hit the post and went behind the goalie. That's about as close as you're going to get. Here's Whitehead again. Shot deflected out front. Whitehead's got it again. Puts it on net. Deflected wide by the goalie. And the puck comes off the boards. And the River Kings collide and lose the puck. And puck comes in. The Crush have it out in neutral ice. 1:27 left in the period. And the Crush dump it all the way down in. Yildirim comes out and plays it behind the net. And then the River Kings have it. Hill's got it now. A long lead pass for Schweitzer. Intercepted at neutral ice by the Crush. All the way in on net. And Yildirim steers it aside for Whitehead. Whitehead's got it now. Looking to make a rush. Coming up through neutral ice. Hits Denty with the pass. He dumps it down into the corner. McNeish giving chase back behind the net.
1 minute
remaining in the period. Bonin's got it. Shot. Puck bouncing up in its slot. And the Crush have it and are able to get it all the way out to neutral ice. And we got a two up in the ring. Oh, River Kings. Bonin did a good job to not let that puck through. Otherwise, the Crush had a chance for an odd man rush. So the River Kings have it now in the offensive zone. Pass all the way across, looking to hold it. Bonin does a good job again, holds the zone.
A good stick work by Bones there to keep that in twice.
And the puck gets chipped up and into the River Kings bench, and we have a stoppage of play with 25.3 seconds left in the period. And the faceoff will be to the stick side of Sundhall in the offensive zone for the River Kings. Semi's going to take the faceoff circle. See if he can come up with something at the end of the period here. LeCompte had the shot, deflected high, and unable to get it on net. Puck comes all the way down in the River Kings defensive zone where the Crush take it. No centering pass, deflected wide by the defenseman, and the River Kings are able to clear 3-2-1, and that'll do it for your second period. So at the end of the second period here, we got the Crush were the only ones able to score. They got one goal in, and the River Kings have nothing. So that's how we'll wrap up here. Coming back for the third period here in about 15 minutes. So we're going to send our WIRI listeners back to the studios, and we will be back for period number three.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy tonight, some blowing snow with scattered flurries and a low near 5 below. Wind chill to 25 below. Wind chill advisory in effect. Staying cold and breezy tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high near 2 above. Staying pretty dry into next week and cold. Currently, it's 10 above.
Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
had a kindergarten student come up to me today and told me every score that your game was this weekend. Yeah, he just loves the team and he loves going there. And I'm going to ask Lucas as well. How we're talking a little bit about with basketball, you know, kind of get, you know, how the coaches have to get used to the lines that have to work together with basketball. And what is it like when you come and you've got all these different people who you don't play with? How long does that take to mesh?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably my favorite part of the game is meeting new players and meeting new guys and having friendships with guys from all over the world. Our group was super close right off the bat, and I think that's probably because we went through a pretty tough training camp that coach put us through, and that I found on any team I've played for, you go through a struggle with a bunch of guys, you become closer right away. So honestly, it was like within the first week, we were really, really tight, and then that just continues to grow throughout the year. But yeah, I mean, it could be one day, it could be a week, it could be a month, depends who you are. Different guys are different approaches to how close you can get and relationship wise.
And now bringing in this new player, how's that going to go? You know, does the team get together and kind of welcome this new body into the group?
For sure. I mean, we've had a couple new guys come in this year and it's automatic. Like, we have such a nice group of guys, such a welcoming group where, you know, you're going to help us win. And if you show you want to be here and compete, the guys love to have you. And we'll love to support you, and you're part of our team right away. So.
No wonder it's awesome being here in Wisconsin Rapids,
yeah,
right?
It's great.
Great group of guys and great coaching staff.
For sure.
What do you guys do during this week? We've got our next game lined up January 12th, next Friday. We are taking on Chicago Crush. They're coming here to town to the Southwick County Rec Center. So you got a good little stretch here to kind of prepare for that. Coming off of a nice win on Sunday, and a good win, interesting win too. How do you handle this week building up to this game?
Yeah, it's just back to business. Back to business. Work over the things that we need to, that we identify that we need to get a little bit better at. And I think, honestly, more of that is more mental than anything. And how we approach it and keep our energy level up and our compete, which we do in practice. I mean, tomorrow's battle day, and we're going to get after it again. And we practice hard, right? I mean, he's probably one of the toughest kids to play against. Mm-hmm. So. It's that mentality, and if you're not ready for that, you're going to get smacked in the mouth and by your own teammates, you know.
Right.
And so that, you know, the games are the easy part, you know, if you play it right. And that's the way we approach it, you know.
Speaking with GM and head coach for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, and both of you guys, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you, Coach. As we're wrapping up, I did want to remind everybody we have a big fundraiser going on with the River Kings. We're looking to get some nicer facilities to make the building code. Just get things right over there, in my opinion, just my words. If people want to donate, people want to find out more about what this is and what we're doing here, and I do say we, because it is this whole community that is behind you guys on this. I don't want you to feel like you're out here on your own on this one. This is I will speak for us here at this radio station, and I don't say that lightly. We have your back on this too. So when it comes to this, what do we want people to know about these facilities and this fundraiser we're running?
Well, this is about upgrading our facilities, right? We don't have the luxury of having our own separate bathrooms, which has now becomes an issue because of the figure skating group is growing, the girls' hockey is growing, the youth program, and it's all used in that same bathroom that we happen to have to walk across, and it becomes very dangerous. Yeah. Right? I mean, we're in a time in society where you got to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, we need upgrades. We're looking to have our own bathroom, a team video room where we can actually all sit down and go through team, because it's very tough to put 28 guys in my little office, right?
So, yeah.
So we need that, and we need storage because we have all our stuff scattered out all over the rink, right?
Yeah.
It's open.
Yeah.
So it just needs to be, everything needs to be accessible for us, and just upgrade a little bit. Next year will be 10-year anniversary for us.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just time. It's time for a little upgrade. So.
We're so fortunate to have this hockey team in town. Not a lot of people have something like this. It's something where this is a good, in many ways, this is a good problem. This is a good thing. The Southland County Rec Center was never built for this. And the fact that we have this is a blessing. And the fact that we have to make adjustments and to make this nice, that means that the Kings are staying here. That means we keep something like this. You want to keep nice things, you have to do certain things to adjust to them. That's just the way of the world. That's anything. That's business. That's commerce. That's anything. Do we do this and we can make sure that we keep this team around here? It's very important. Not only that, but if you want to talk about economics and all those other things, I will have a long discussion with you about that and how important that is and how vital this team is to that end of things. Let alone what Randy just said earlier. A kindergartner told him the scores of games. Yeah. You can't put a price on that. You can't. You can't. Come on. Kids like Lucas coming to town here, who knows where that leads to? There's a million different storylines and a million different layers to this. All of it comes back to, if you want to make a donation, if you want to help us with this fundraiser and help the River Kings build hockey up and down the river, and the true definition of that phrase, you can go to WR Kings, 2711 16th Street South. That's their address. You can stop by there and see how you can help out. Otherwise, email the coach, cm@riverkingshockey.com. Correct there, Coach?
GM.
Did I say CM? I don't know who that's not going to help you at all. You send it to CM. Who knows who's getting those emails? I don't know who CM is. GM makes a lot more sense. GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, joining us. Lucas, thank you also for being here. I appreciate you being
thanks
here.
For
thanks
for having me.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the time.
Thanks,
we'll talk again when you get back in town, all right?
Yes, sir.
Now come, girl, we headed down the road to Augusta. And faintly through his clenched teeth, he called Mama's name, and then he cussed her. He said, girl, you're young, but some dude has come along and stole your mother. But you can't steal a willing mind, 'cause Mama's always looking for a lover. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. With dusty teardrops on his face, my daddy cried in big steps he was taking. Way running to keep up, my shorter legs were so tired and shaking. Where did I go wrong, girl? Why would she leave us both this way? At times like these, a child of 10 never knows exactly what to say. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. Georgia's sun was blood red and going down. We searched in every bar room and honky tonk as well. And finally, Daddy found them, and Lord, you know the rest is hard to tell.
Everybody, this is Randy Travis.
105.5 FM.
Since the day I was led to temptation, and then we did let your love down. I have prayed that with time and compassion you'd come around. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. And you keep saying solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start. And I feel like a stone and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. We can't just block it out, we've got to talk it out until our hearts get back in. It hurts too much. And I keep waiting for you to forgive me. And you keep saying you can't even start. And I
and Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Are you going to bingo? The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge hosts bingo every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. Bingo starts at 6:30. Lodge 693 is located at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. If it's happening in central Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM WIRI, country legends 24/7, Wisconsin 105.5.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Southwood County Recreation Center for period number three between the Chicago Crush and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. So here we go. Period number three. River Kings are down 1-0 here. And let's see if we can come up with an answer there in the third period. So both teams are evenly matched. You know, records are pretty evenly matched. The game's been evenly matched. River Kings have been unable to capitalize on some loose pucks in the slot and things like that. So what else do you think, Luke?
I think pretty much hit it the nail on the head there. We got to bear down on our opportunities, bear down on pucks, and just come out with more speed this period, skate them into the ground.
All right, so Crush win the faceoff, and they're coming into the zone. Day with the shot, deflected by Beauchamp up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play. 19:51 left in the period, and we'll have a face-off here coming up in the River Kings defensive zone to the glove side of Bori Yildirim. Face-off here coming up stick side. The Crush have it in the top of the slot, shot wide of the net, held in at the point, dumped down in behind the net, and the River Kings come away with it. Cooper's got it. He's breaking out of the zone, coming up through neutral ice. He's got Atkins with him, looking, shot right, oh, just between the legs of the defenseman, shot deflected out front. Cooper's working hard, and we got a stoppage of play, and the net come off the moorings. That puck just deflected right through the defenseman and just trickled wide.
I almost snuck that short side in between the skate and the post, but puck didn't bounce Coop's way.
19:26 left in the period. Faceoff coming up here to the stick side of Sundhall, and the River Kings win it. Atkins up against the... And Atkins has his stick taken out of his hands, and then Crush come in, shot, save, shot, rebound, covered up by Yildirim. I think that was Day that went in and pressured a little bit. Yildirim able to keep this a 1-0 game. Faceoff coming up here to his glove side. 19:11 left in the period.
Looked like Antoine stumbled a bit at center ice, so gave the Crush player a little step on him.
Crush win the faceoff, lose the puck. River Kings player without stick. River Kings finally come away with it and get out to neutral ice. Beauchamp's got it, chips off his skate and down into the corner. He gives chase, looking for a centering pass, deflected high into the air by the goalie. And the River Kings hold the zone, and the puck's loose. Weisland's got it, gloved by Sundhall, and we have a stoppage of play with 18:45 left in the period. River Kings have the better of the shots, 34-20, but down 1-0 on the scoreboard where it counts. Drop the puck, face down into the corner, and the Crush swimming it all the way around and out of the zone. Hill giving chase for the River Kings, pestered by Crush players, and the Bryceland's got it now, looking for a centering pass, and it gets through, and then shot deflected up high up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 18:24 left in the period. River Kings this period are going from our left to our right, and we have a face-off here, stick side of Sundhall, and the River Kings win the face-off, get to it, chip it down into the corner. And they're holding it, looking at the top of the faceoff circle, and the Crush come away with it and bring it up through neutral ice. Granite's coming right down the middle and taken off the puck by the River Kings. And we have a stoppage of play. The Crush player's helmet came off. I think that's all it is. They're stopping play because his helmet came off.
Yeah, he got sandwiched by two of our defenders and fell, and somehow... Maybe his strap came undone, but when he fell, his helmet flew off his head.
So we have a stoppage of play, and the faceoff comes outside the Crush offensive zone. So faceoff coming up here with 18:11 left in the third period. The officials waiting to drop the puck, moving the players off. And the River Kings come away with it and get it to neutral ice, and then intercepted by the Crush and coming right back. Risers coming right down. Blocker. Shot was deflected. He made a good save and then was able to cover up the rebound with his pad sitting on his butt. And the Crush came in and poked at it. And the officials are having a little bit of a discussion, but the faceoff will come in here to the stick side of Boreal Durham with 17:56 left in the period. Crush have it, shot, blocked.
Blocked by Whitey.
Yep. And the Bagnoli's got it. Nifty little move around, looking to make it in. Couldn't get the shot on goal. Wilharm's trying to hold it in the zone, loses it to Risers, and the Crusher breaking through neutral ice. And the River Kings take him off the puck, and the River Kings get it out, but held in at the point. Stick the side by Yildirim and batted in by Fernandez. The River Kings are able to check it out to neutral ice. Fernandez does it now and chips it down into the corner. River Kings trying to get it out of the zone. Wilharm does just that, gets it out. Texmo unable to hold the zone, and the Crush collect it in their defensive zone and looking to set up a rush. Chips it through neutral ice. Bonin's got it now at neutral ice. Chips it through. Bagnoli's looking for a bounce. He's got one. Oh, and then the Crush player, good recovery, chips it off his stick. Otherwise, he was in alone on the goalie. So the River Kings now trying to hold it in the corner and then fighting for it in the corner, and the puck squirts free and goes behind the net, and the Crush collect it there, and they're looking to break out and get it to neutral ice. And the River Kings collect it there and dump it all the way back in and get a change. 16:30 left in the period. 1-0 Crush. Crush have it behind their net. They're trying to chip it out of the zone, able to break it out to neutral ice. And then the Crush are able to dump it all the way in and down on net. And Yildirim's going to make the save. And then Crush have it back at neutral ice. And they dump it all the way back down in. Bonin's got it in the corner, looking to dump it around. Dianey's got it to Dubel. He gets a long cross-ice pass, misses the pass, and we'll have an icing call with 15:58 left in the third period. Just couldn't quite connect on the long ice pass.
Yeah, a hair ahead of Schweitz there. Looking for the stretch pass to get Schweitz some wheels past the defenseman, but just couldn't connect.
Faceoff coming up here to the glove side of Yildirim. Won by the River Kings, technically, because it came out of the zone. Let's put it that way. The Crush collect the puck back in their zone, and the River Kings are able to collect it in the blue line, looking to get something set up here. He's got McNeish out front. Tries the centering pass, but McNeish kind of had his back turned and wasn't able to get a deflection on goal. Puck back behind the River Kings net now, taken away right in front, and score! Crush took the puck away as they were coming out around the back of the net, and Hammer looks like is going to get credit for the goal, puts it in the back of the net, makes it 2-0 Crush.
Yeah, not a good turnover right in front of Bora. And spinning shot just surprised him. Looks like it beat him short side.
Well, now you got your work cut. Work cut out for you. And I know the River Kings can put up goals fast. I've seen them put up 3-4 goals in 5 minutes. So let's see if they can put together something right here. Maybe the Crush will get a little overconfident. That puck gets deflected behind the net. And the River Kings have it. Now it's Atkins, gets it across the hill. Hill loses an edge and falls down at neutral ice and still able to get it in the zone, but then Atkins was trying to get cute with it and had it taken off of his stick. But the puck comes in on Yildirim. He sticks it off into the corner, and then the River Kings collect it. Chelsea's got it, gets it up the hill, looking to break out. Gets it up to Cooper, chips it in, giving chase down in the corner. Atkins has it, looking to get it centering pass out in the center, and then the defense is able to get it off to the side. Now the River or the Crush have a two-on-one coming back the other way. Defense is there. Good blocker saved by Yildirim. Puck is loose, and the River Kings get it back behind the net. And now they're looking to break out, and they chip it and deflect it out, and it comes all the way down. The River Kings get the partial change going here, and the Crush have it now, and they chip it out to neutral ice. And the River Kings deflect it out, shoot it all the way back down in. The Crush have it now back behind the net. They get it up to, Semis able to hold the zone. Puck bouncing around in the corner. Semi's looking to fight for it. He's got Tut with him. Comes out to Semi. He's got it at the top of the faceoff circle, looking to give it back. Slides through the blue paint and wide. And the River Kings have it now in the corner, trying to fight for it. LeCount's got it down in the corner, but gets it across. Looking Beauchamp post. And the River Kings have it again, looking for a centering pass, deflected by the defense. Beauchamp's got it again, deflected, high into the netting and out of play. We'll have a face-off here coming up in the River Kings offensive zone to the glove side of Sundhall, 13:37 left in the period.
Yeah, it looked like that shot surprised LeCompte there, almost hitting him in the face. He had to get out of the way and got a stick on it.
So another post for the River Kings, but they don't count on the scoreboard, so River Kings fighting for it in the corner, looking to break free. Bryceland's got it, looking for a centering pass. Fighting for it, he gets it to Semi, gets it out front, back down into the corner, held in at the point, comes across the Whitehead, bounce it down in the corner, trying to get in the slot. It's got it, Semi's got it, but just good stick work by the defense, just chipped it wide. River Kings looking to hold the zone here, and the Crush get it chipped out the neutral ice. And Bryceland's trying to, or Whitehead's back there trying to fight off two Crush players. Turnover, bad turnover right in the top of the slot. Good save by Yildirim.
Yeah, Bora bailed Chemi out there.
So the puck's back behind the net, fighting for it. Crush looking to get it come across. Bad turnover again. Blocked out in front by Whitehead. He felt that one. Oh, good hit by Beauchamp. And the River Kings are able to clear. And then Crush build that wall and dump it back down in. Whitehead's got it for the River Kings in the defensive zone. Looking to get something across. Good centering or pass at center ice. Comes at Bagnoli's got it. Looking for a centering pass. Nobody there. He hangs on to the puck. Leaves it for Bryceland, taken away from him and chipped out to neutral ice. Chassé's got it back then for the River Kings. Tested by a couple, good aggressive forecheck here by the Crush. If the River Kings can get a clean breakout, they might be able to catch him on an odd man rush. And again, they're really pressuring the River Kings here. The River Kings trying to get it out. Cross ice pass comes up, looking to Bagnoli, looking to push it down in the corner. Got a line change, partial line change. Bagnoli fighting for it. And LeCompte comes away with it, looking to get something set up. Couldn't get a centering pass out to the point. River Kings just shoot it in, and the Crusher able to clear. Puck comes all the way down in, and the Crush get a change. And turnover, Crush have it, and then taken away by Hill. And then the Crush coming away with it again. Shot, couldn't get anything on it. And might have broke his stick, I'm not sure. Stick laying on the ice. Turnover again. The River Kings, now they finally break it out of the zone, and the Crush take it right away in neutral ice. And then the River Kings take it right back, looking to pop it in. McNeish has got it, gets it. Shot, loose puck bouncing around, and River Kings couldn't find it, and the Crush do, and they get it out to neutral ice. Dumped in by the River Kings. 10:34 left in the period. River Kings down 2-0, bouncing puck slips out through at the point, and the River Kings have to collect it at neutral ice. Puck taken off of his stick, and the River Kings have it again, looking to move in. Bonin looking to skate in, and puck taken off of his stick, and then a shot blocked, and the Crush get it back out to neutral ice. Dubo circles back to collect it. Chipped out the neutral ice. River Kings trying to dump it in. We got us delayed offsides, and the River Kings are able to get back onside, but the Crush didn't have the time to collect the puck. And the Crush chip it out, unable to get it out to neutral ice, but the Crush have the puck back behind their net, 9:50 left in the period. And now they dump it out, angle, bounce off, and icing is the call with 9:42 left in the period. So faceoff will be coming up here in the River Kings offensive zone. River Kings can change, the Crush cannot, so see if you can get something set up in the offensive zone and get the defense a little tired and chip into this lead a little bit. 2-0 Crush at this point in time. Face off here in the offensive zone for the River Kings. Glove side of Sundhall and fighting for it. And the River Kings are able to get it up to the point, and the River Kings collect it across ice. Shot off the side of the net. Hochamp's got it up at the top of the faceoff circle, back down behind. Cooper gets it back out to him at the point, and the Crusher able, and we have a stoppage in play, hand pass.
But interesting, I thought you could hand pass in the D zone.
Defensive zone?
Pretty sure you're allowed to do that, but okay.
Stoppage of play.
Maybe they changed that rule, I don't know.
9:18 left in the period. 2-0 Crush. Face off. One shot. Just got the goalie. Just got enough of it. Just chipped up over the net. And a puck was played with a high stick to hold it in. Good eye hand coordination by Beauchamp at the line, but
yeah,
Owen, it was above the shoulders.
Yeah, a little bit of above Owen's head. Good tip down though. Just couldn't get a touch on it before. I believe that was Coop that picked it up.
So faceoff comes out to neutral ice, and River Kings are able to get it. Touch, gets it. Beauchamp's got it. Gets it across to Whitehead. Back to Beauchamp. Neutral ice, and Tadic is able to get it. And they're saying he didn't. They're saying he didn't touch it. So we get an icing.
Yeah, just out of reach for Tuts there.
8:56 left in the period. Faceoff will come all the way back into the River Kings defensive zone when they've been having a pretty good, had a pretty good go of the last few minutes here in the offensive zone, but see if you can win this faceoff and get back down in there. River Kings do. Atkins got it, gets it out to neutral ice, cross ice to cut it. He's trying to fight through two defenders, and they are able to take him off the puck. And Cooper's fighting for it in the corner. River Kings come away with it. Whitehead fighting for it. Does a really good job. No. Oh, they call a hand pass. I didn't think he touched it with the glove.
No, he missed twice. I don't know. I mean, it was clear he missed it from here. So I don't know how you see it.
8:46 left in the period. Face off. They're having a discussion here. And they're bringing the faceoff out of the zone, so it'll be in neutral ice. 8:36 left in the period. And neutral ice won by the River Kings. Hill's got it, puts it on net. Stick save by Sundhall. And the Crush are able to clear it out to neutral ice. And Hill gets back and is able to get it out of the zone, at least to neutral ice, where the Crush take it and the River Kings take it right back. And fighting for it at neutral ice right now. River Kings have it, get it across. Then the Crush take it away, and they're able to bring it back out of the zone and then flip it in on Yildirim, and he gloves it and puts it down and leaves it for Charles Say, and he gets it to LeCompte, who moves it up the Hill, who gets it up to Bryceland, fighting for it at neutral ice. He's joined by Semi for the River Kings, who comes away with it and gets it to Hill. It stays onside. LeCompte shot deflected wide, and we have a
delayed penalty
coming up on the Crush.
This is the chance that we need to capitalize on this power play.
Yep, 7:39 left in the period, and we'll have an offensive zone faceoff coming up here and on the power play. Hitting Hammer goes into the bench, into the penalty box. 2 minutes for hooking. And they need a looking
for the other side.
Well, that would have been interesting. Have a puck laying out there on the ice and get another puck from the scoring bench. All right. So faceoff here. Let's see if the River Kings can win this and chip into this 2-goal lead that the Crush have. And they win the faceoff. Gets it over to the comp. Quick shot blocked by the defense. And they're able to chip it out and clear all the way down. Yildirim comes out of the net. Stops it for Hill. Hill sets up behind the net and looking to get it up ice and gets it across ice, but the Crush get it gloved at neutral ice. The River Kings trying to hold it there. Hill goes back for it. He's being pressured and trying. And the good. Okay, and the River Kings are able to collect it back behind the net. Defenseman putting a lot of forechecking on.
It looks like Hill passed that to the goalie. Passed that back to Bora.
So the River Kings now making a change here. 6:45 left in the period. 1 minute left in the penalty. If they got the power play, and they haven't even been able to set up in the offensive zone yet. So Bryson's got it now coming in. Coming around, looks to stop and go behind the net. Trying to get it out to Cooper, step knocked back to him, so he circles out, gets it up to the blue line. Charles Hayes got it all the way through, but past the goalie, but nothing there. Didn't hit the net. River Kings have it at the point, back to Bryson, one-timer. Couldn't get the deflection on. Atkins was camped out in front, but couldn't get the deflection on it. Here we go again, Bryson's got it, trying it again. Loose puck in front, and the puck goes in. I'm not sure who will get credit for it. It might be Atkins.
Looks like Owen banged home that rebound from Jake. Maybe Xander got a piece of it, but looks like Owen got the finishing touch there. That's what we needed. We needed that spark.
Needed to take advantage of the power play. Chip in has cut this lead in half. River Kings 1, Crush 2, 6:04 left in the third period. All right, so that's what we have to go for now. We had 6 minutes, still down one. Work to do yet. The face-off. And the Crush iced the puck, which will bring the face-off all the way back down into the River Kings offensive zone. We'll go to the stick side here of Sundhall.
Crowd loves when Owen scores. All these fans love Owen Atkins.
Yeah, he's been here, I think he's been here through 2 years for sure. River Kings have the puck out in front. Couldn't get a shot on net. We have a stoppage in play.
Looks like Bags net got pushed into the net.
Net come off the moorings again. Way off the moorings.
Yeah, Bags, I don't know if he fell into it, but it looked to me like he got pushed into it, especially because the faceoff staying inside the zone, yep. So it looks like Bags got pushed into it.
So 5:49 left in the period. Offensive zone faceoff, bounces around, crushes. River Kings collect it, get it out there, looking to get it to the point. Gets it out to Beauchamp, holds the zone. Shot blocked, good work by Bagnoli. To hold it in, and then Wilharm, too, knocks it out of the air and dumps it back down into the corner. Wilharm fighting in the corner. Trying to get that puck out of there. Does pop it out. Bagnoli fighting, trying to come across. And then they ring it back around, and Beauchamp holds it at the point and chips it down in. And then Texmo's got it at the point and loses the puck, and the Crush bring it out. Coming down in, trying to make a shot. Oh, just wide. I think Bora got a little bit of it, and the puck comes out, but back out to neutral ice. And Bora comes back out and chips it over to Whitehead. And Whitehead's going to settle, kind of circle around. He gets it across ice, up through neutral ice to Bryslin. Bryslin coming in, a little toe drag, tries a backhander and deflected wide by the defenseman. And the puck hits the official and then pounces out to neutral ice, rolling on edge right now. And River Kings are able, Semi was able to collect it for a little bit, but then it bounces off of his stick and the Crush have it and come in. And they get a shot on goal and stoppage of play. Bora covers up with 4:35 left in the period.
Yeah, that puck just wouldn't settle for Chemi. He knew exactly what he wanted to do, but the puck had other plans and bounced off the stick.
So 4:35 left in the period. Crush 2, River Kings 1. And we have a faceoff here in the River Kings defensive zone. River Kings come away with it. Hill's got it right.